From London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning.
Now, you probably remember the periodic table from high school chemistry, that grid listing every element from lighter-than-air hydrogen to heavier-than-lead iridium. Well, a curvy, lumpy new version of that table is out this week, showing a visualization of elements according to how much of them are left on Earth. Professor David Cole Hamilton is vice president of the European Chemical Society.
Some of these elements will have less than 100 years before we in a position where it's much more difficult to get hold of them and become much more expensive.
So what's the most abundant element and what's the most scarce one?
Well, the most abundant element is oxygen. The scarcest ones are ones which have been synthesized in the laboratory and don't occur in nature. But of the ones that are in nature, indium is actually not particularly scarce, but it's extremely thinly spread all over the Earth. And it's used in all computer screens and smartphone screens where you have a touch phone. We don't actually mine it anywhere, but it is a byproduct of zinc mining. And if we use it at the rate we continue to use it, the amount in the reserves is only enough for 20 years. If we don't do anything, then the price of your screen will have to go up because we have to take it from even less abundant areas of the world. There are things we can do. I mean, first of all, we should use less by changing our mobile phone less often. In the UK alone, 1 million telephones are exchanged every month.
1 million smartphones?
Yeah, and that means it's an average of between 2 and 3 years that people hold on to their phones.
What's another example?
Helium, a gas which is very important because it is used to cool the magnets in magnetic resonance images. It's also used in deep sea diving. They mix oxygen with helium and sometimes with nitrogen as well to be able to do deep sea diving. But the thing about helium is it's very, very light and it's very, very stable. So if it gets into the atmosphere, it can go right up to the edge of the Earth and it can be lost into outer space forever. If you have a party balloon, for example, which has helium in it and it bursts or it goes down in time, that helium is lost forever. And the amount of helium there is at the moment is very low, and the reserves are probably only enough for about 10 years if we don't recycle it. Now, with magnetic resonance imaging and deep sea diving, they do recycle the helium. But with balloons, it goes up and go on forever. Really, we shouldn't be putting helium into party balloons.